Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christian Camp is now freed from Colorado's dangerous gender policy. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is a great victory, a great settlement for this Christian camp that sees probably 2,400 to 3,000 kids every summer, shares the gospel with these kids. It changes their lives, but yet Colorado, and you know, they tend to have some interesting policies, started this new one where they were going to force the camp to put, for example, boys into girls' dressing rooms, sleeping quarters, bathing areas.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's a no.
That this is a Christian camp, and their focus and mission is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these young people. And they reach up to, as you mentioned, up to 3,000 kids every summer.
That sounds great.
And they want to provide a nice, safe Christian environment. Parents want to send their kids to this summer camp.
It's been going since 1948, and they had a resident camp license in 1995.
Yeah, so the camp's doctrinal statement declares that God has immutably created each person as either male or female in his image. And the differentiation of the sexes, male and female, is part of the divine image in the human race. That is part of their doctrinal statement. Very clear. And Colorado said, no, you've got to change. The Colorado Department of Early Childhood, now they issued a policy requiring licensed camps to allow campers to use the bathrooms, bathing rooms, and sleeping quarters of the opposite sex.
So
now the parents are sending their son, their daughter to this Christian camp. But now what happens if someone sends their kid there, their boy, and that boy now says, I want to sleep in the same room with girls and I want to use the same private facilities as the girls? Well, under this Colorado policy, the camp would have to say, okay. And if they didn't, then they would lose their license to operate the camp.
But here's a bigger picture, even a greater part of the victory. So rather than have the policy scrutinized in court, these state officials agreed as part of the settlement not to enforce the policy against the camp. Also, though, they clarified that churches, synagogues, mosques, or any other place that is principally used for religious purposes are also exempt from the requirements.
Yeah, so it goes beyond
That's
this particular
huge.
Camp. It's a great decision of the result of the settlement. A lawsuit ensued, and this Christian camp needed to get a result pretty quick because their summer camp is now, as we speak, in process. And so they needed to get a result, otherwise they had to shut down. They're not going to operate in opposition to their Christian doctrine and policy.
Yeah, they're not going to do what the Boy Scouts did and start pushing all this, you know, boys into girls and blah, 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 and homosexuals and all that. They're not going down that road.
So the camp has an interesting name. It's Eid Ra' Haji.
Good job.
But it stands for I'd Rather Have Jesus. It's an abbreviation for the song I'd Rather Have Jesus. And that's the name of the camp. And they said, no, we are not going to subject our boys and girls to this gender ideology, and we had rather shut down than to violate our beliefs, to violate the rights of these parents, and certainly to subject these kids to this gender ideology. This is the ridiculous nature of what's happening in Colorado. Colorado's a beautiful state. I was just recently in Colorado visiting one of our clients that we have represented during the COVID lockdowns, but unfortunately, politics in Colorado is kind of like what's happening in California. California is such a beautiful state, but you have these radicals that have entered state politics, and they have ruined the California public policy environment for so many people. That's why so many people are leaving. And Colorado's in a similar situation, a beautiful state, and yet it's this liberal policies that have infiltrated the state legislature, agencies, and the governor's mansion.
I would say start with the governor, yeah.
Yeah, and this right here would actually start directly with the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's one of the department agencies, the Colorado Department of Children, and so it's that agency that was pushing this. The governor, if he had any sense of reality, could have stopped it, but obviously this is what the governor thinks. There needs to be a cleansing of the politics in Colorado, and this really goes back to Christians and churches getting involved in the political arena. For example, this mm-hmm. particular situation here. For pastors and other leaders in churches or churches that say, well, you know what? Politics is a messy thing. I'm not going to get involved in it. It may alienate some people. I just want to preach generically to reach as many people as possible. Well, by you doing that, that's fine to do that, but by eliminating the gospel as it relates to how it should speak to and shape public policy, you are encouraging what we just saw here.
Well, the Bible is a political book.
Yeah, you're encouraging what we just saw here. You are allowing these anti-God, anti-freedom, mm-hmm. anti-family people in office, because of your abstaining from that, you're not encouraging people to register and devote biblical values. And so what does it do? It affects Christian ministry. This particular right. camp, I'd Rather Have Jesus, has a great Christian ministry. 3,000 kids every year they reach. Let me ask most churches, how many kids are you reaching every year?
Yeah.
And they're reaching 3,000 kids every year. And this is just one camp, by the way, in Colorado. There's mm-hmm. a lot of camps in Colorado. Besides this one, it's not the only one, because Colorado is such an amazing place for camping and going out into the woods and the beautiful environment there. So there's a lot of Christian camps. By you not speaking up on political issues, who should be elected in your local, state, and federal offices that represent you, who should be in the governor's mansion, by you not speaking up, what you are doing is you are allowing people like this to get into office.
Mm-hmm.
And shut down Christian ministry. And were it not for the fortitude, the resolve of this Christian camp to say no and file suit, they would be shut down, or they would have to compromise their beliefs and subject these kids to this gender ideology.
Well, look at the people in the Bible. I mean, you have God-fearing people that oftentimes rose up against the established government system and said, no, we follow God and His way is the best way. And here's a great example of that today. You know, you're saying, I don't get involved in politics. Well, it's everywhere. And God calls us to rise up and share the gospel and make a difference everywhere we are.
Yeah, you want to share the gospel? Well, the fact is that they also wanted to share the gospel, but they needed some of your help to be able to put people in office so they wouldn't have to file suit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they would be able to freely share the gospel. And when you just walk away from politics, what you do is you allow a vacuum. And that vacuum will ultimately come back and target you in the very core of what you want to do, and that is share the gospel. Camp I'd Rather Have Jesus, or Idra Hadji, hosts several children or several groups of children from ages 6 to 17 and offers on-site backpacking, camping trips, and they offer many other activities as well. The camp hosts thousands, as we've already mentioned, of students each summer. And the mission is to, quote, win souls to Jesus mm-hmm. Christ through the spreading of the gospel.
That sounds really fun. And you know, when we talk so many times on this program about these kids today and what they're fighting against in the cultures and the schools and everything, here's an opportunity. Here's someone who is making a difference through this camp since 1948 to instill the gospel into the hearts and lives of these children so that they will rise up and be the God-fearing leaders of the future.
You know, I was just in California and I was having dinner with a group of people, and the one person, the man, was raised in a Sikh home, and mm-hmm. Then became an atheist. But it was through contact when he was an adult, after childhood, when he was an adult, that he ultimately gave his life to the Lord mm-hmm. and was going to be baptized shortly after my visit with him. You know, these kids are in a very critical age where, you know, that 4 to 14 window. And here, you know, they're essentially in that sixth grade or ages 6 through 17 window. That's a very, very critical age.
And they're getting all this cultural propaganda thrown at them.
All this nonsense thrown at them because they come from all different schools. Mm-hmm. Many of them are in the public schools. They're getting all this LGBTQ, anti-God, anti-faith thrown into their curriculum. This is a great ministry to bring the gospel to this critical age group. And if we remain silent, we shut the door to groups like this. And it's not just Colorado, it's everywhere. So I'm speaking to pastors, churches, Christian believers everywhere. We need to get involved in public policy. We need to elect people who believe in our biblical values. For more information, this is a great decision. Stand up for your freedom. Don't back down. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.